The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's a couple of big things on today's episode. First of all, let's talk about the worst costumes that our parents put us in. Yes. This conversation is hilarious. And of course, the Down on the DM breakdown. We're going to talk big boy Lunchables. How about women supporting our men?
It's a thing, y'all.
Yes, for real. Like, we always ask women, we always ask men, support your women. We need your support. We need you to uplift us. Men need the same thing, but you guys have a hard time saying it, right?
We do. We hate asking for things.
Okay, well.
I mean, look at all the years I went with the same costume.
Let's listen to the episode now. Oh, good old family. My family added me to a group chat. You know, I don't live in the same city, so I was like, oh, look at this. And then they proceeded to have a crazy family drama session in the group chat. Welcome to Friday. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez, and this is the Dana Cortez Show.
I was not included in this group chat. DJ Automatic.
It was that bad.
What's up? I go by Anthony, and I'm here.
My family's always been drama. It's always been like that, which
every
is
family's
fine.
Drama,
I
Dana.
Love my family. It doesn't matter. But I left home really early because of that, right? I didn't want to really expose my kids to it and whatnot. And so they started a group chat and just brought me in to the drama. And guess what? I stayed above it. I didn't answer anybody.
Dang, dude. Group chats suck. Family group chats, those are fun for like a couple of exchanges.
You know, I just put them on mute because at this point, my mom, she just sends like these YouTube videos that like, I'm like, where are you getting these from? And why do you believe them? Stop.
Otto will be like, this guy has like a fake tree behind him and 10 views. No. What are we listening to?
And she's like, it's right. It's real.
Dana's family's over there spreading the family gossip. What's going on, dog?
It's just stupidity that doesn't matter. I'm not even going to say.
Well, then why would you bring it up? You got to tell us. Give us a little piece of what's going on. Because I don't even know what's going on.
It has to do with the holidays.
Oh.
We're talking months from now.
I already know what it is.
It has nothing to do with anything.
And whose house are we staying at?
No, it has nothing to do with that. That's what I'm saying. It's so ridiculously, it just doesn't matter. But let's just have a family fight because that's all my family's ever done.
Well, it's only texting. Don't worry about it.
I didn't answer.
The holidays do that to people, though, bro.
That's just every day when my family National Day, Anthony.
We start off with a very serious one, y'all. It's National Latino AIDS Awareness Day.
Okay, this is very serious. In the Latino population, HIV and AIDS is on the rise. Two different things, same vein. Get tested, stay safe. Protection is key. Educate yourself. You never share paraphernalia. If you are a drug user, whether you do it casually or you're a person addicted, this is a big topic. Mm-hmm. And I always volunteer a couple times a year.
Doing the other stuff.
Number one. And I always volunteer a few times out of the year to raise awareness on this particular topic.
Oh, thank you for that, Dana. And anybody before they coffee, this might be you. It's National Grouch Day.
Grouch Day? Yeah. That's just my husband 24/7.
Dang, dude.
He's
everybody
in-house
else.
Grouch. Don't lie. Is that right?
I'm not denying it.
Oh, guys. Did I tell you guys about the one time I asked my boss for a raise?
Anthony A., you did not tell us about the one time you asked your boss for a raise.
Yeah, I was like, dude, these three other companies are after me. And he was like, what companies? And I was like, gas, water, and electricity.
That was good.
It's National Bosses Day, y'all.
Shout out to all the bosses out there. Let's talk about the worst bosses.
Ooh, worst had. Boss?
Dude, worst boss.
I worked in this theater in college with this guy, Lou, and he was, I don't want to say it, head, but he was a piece.
Was he a jerk?
He was a Broadway has-been, all right? Oh. And I know we talk about Uncle Rico's and stuff like that, but a failed theater actor is a very mean person, very vindictive.
But you know what? The lady I used to work for, she owned a restaurant, and she was a failed theater actor as well, and an alcoholic, and she would treat me horribly. And I was like, it feels like I'm at home. It's an alcoholic. I mean, I never knew what person I was going to catch. Maybe that's why I stayed working there.
If you have a fine arts degree, we promise we love you.
I've had so many
but
bad
don't get
bosses.
So bitter.
No, I know. I've had so many bad bosses. I can't. And I think a lot of women will understand this. I mean, I think one of the worst, I'll just say this, was a guy who worked in radio and he wanted me to date him. Oh, and he held that over my head for so long. He would call me. He would text me. He would say, and I kept saying, well, we work together. We can't. But really, I just hated him. I was like, you're disgusting. Like, why are you doing this
to me? Why didn't you report him to HR?
I did. I think the HR lady ended up marrying him.
Oh, whoa.
Worst boss story. Share them with us now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Hey, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I don't know if you know this or not, but I am a Mexican American, and you listening is supporting a small minority owned business. Thank you so much. Woo. Thank you. This is the first show in the country to have a Latina host a nationally syndicated morning show. You mean something to us. You're our family. I love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chantel was concerned that her man Robert is meeting up with another woman at the gym, or maybe making the gym a whole excuse. It's a down in the DM breakdown. This is how it went down. Chantel, Robert's not meeting women at the gym. He's not doing anything wrong.
Well, I know, but why didn't you tell us anything about this?
Because first of all, this whole thing is crazy. Okay. Second, I have to keep my meal prep a secret because you're rude as f*** every time I bring it up.
Really? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you laugh at me every time I bring my meals home. You call them big boy Lunchables. Tell me I need to learn how to cook for myself. I'm trying to lose weight, Chantel.
Don't laugh.
Why? Don't laugh.
Big boy Lunchables is funny, though.
Why are you laughing at him? I'm trying to lose weight, Chantel.
Yeah,
I had a man send me an ugly message and said that I tore him down. First of all, do you not hear DJ Automatic and Anthony A. laughing at poor Robert?
He's trying to tell Robert to succeed in his weight loss journey.
So do I. He's afraid to talk to Chantel because she's making fun of him instead of supporting her man like she should.
No, that's not what's happening.
Oh.
Do you know what's happening? Is he's possibly losing more weight than she is.
That is never okay
in a relationship. A man can never be more fit than his woman. I'm sorry.
Never, ever be skinnier than your woman, dog. No. That's a good point, dude.
As a matter of fact, the other night, I went to go walk the dogs by myself. You could have sworn that Dana thought our marriage was over. She's like, I can't believe you would just leave me. We go without
getting more physical fit than your partner, dog?
Well, he didn't even let me know. I was working late. I had an event to do. And I call him, and he's running with the dogs. He was supposed to wait for me.
Walking the dogs without you is one thing. But Dana Cortez, would you be upset if your husband was seeking food and meals somewhere else?
Wait, he's asking somebody else to cook for him? Please. I'll support that all day.
It's your job. You're not getting off the hook that easy. Have you tasted Dana's salsa? She's not getting off the hook that easy.
No, but in relation to our homie Robert, like, I do recall the big man who cried in Dana's arms about his weight loss.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So let's get real about that. Yeah, we were at a big concert event, and
I don't know if she couldn't hold that guy. He was
stop.
Otto, see?
Come on, dude.
Oh, it's true.
Come on, man.
He was
like 6'7".
He was very hurt about his weight and
he didn't want to talk about it in front of you, Anthony, or you, Otto. And he waited and he pulled me aside and he started crying and he said, I'm here with my friends at this concert and my reality is that I can't go sit down in the seats because I don't fit. And that's what I mean by supporting our men. Men are less likely to go to the doctor when they feel bad. They're less likely to seek help because they're supposed to be strong men. And I thought that was the strongest thing that a man could do was talk to me and say, I need your help. So ladies, if you know that your partner needs some support, whether it's in the weight loss area, his job, whatever, with his familia, whatever it may be, we got to be there for our kings just like we expect them to straighten our crowns every now once in a while, right?
Damn,
this is a good one. Yeah, you know what? Let's get out while we're ahead, Automatic. Yeah, dude, more of that, Dana.
And I'll never take the dogs for a walk without you again.
There we go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think way back to your childhood. What is the worst costume your parents ever put on you for Halloween? This is
the Parents Court.
There's so many for me.
Oh, God, dude.
Mine's easy because I was the same thing every single year.
What was that, Automatic?
My mom would get her bandana, tie it around my head, and then she would give me
cholo?
No, one of my dad's white t-shirts, and then she would do eyeliner, and if I was lucky, I got an eye patch, but I was literally a pirate every single year.
You sound like a Dave Chappelle character. I'm like, what?
I kind of looked like Prince, but then I always had the tinfoil sword.
Well, that's kind of dope, right?
It wasn't a very good sword. It didn't look. It looked like a sword.
But how did you make the sword?
Well, you cut it out of like cardboard and then you wrap it in tinfoil.
Yeah, that's rough. Dog.
That was my go-to age. No, I didn't care about pirates. I was just that was what my mom could afford. So from like 6 to 10, I was always a pirate. And then my baby brother T, he got to be a ghost. He would be Casper. So my mom would just cut out the eyes of a pillowcase.
No!
And I remember walking around because T would always be crying because he'd be like, I can't see.
It's going to take a call. Line 5, what was the worst costume your parent ever put you in for Halloween?
Can't think of like a bad one. I actually had pretty good little costumes.
For real? They spoiled you?
We didn't have money like that, but Halloween was just like every kid, you know, you don't want to be the kid without a costume. So my mom would come through for it. Scream or whatever. I remember Scream was a big one when I was a kid. Almost every kid had like a little Scream one.
Dang, dog. Did you get the one with the blood pumping?
Yeah, it was like an extra $10 and you had the little blood pump.
I was so jealous of that. One year I wanted to be Scary Witch and my mom bought me a Hulk costume from the dollar store. And so it was like a trash bag. I'm not kidding. It was made out of trash bag.
It was a green trash bag?
And then it was that ugly mask, like plastic, and it had the rubber band.
And then
it was just tied up in my hair. Like, man, I cried.
No, those stories kind of remind me of my favorite Halloween costume, which also turned into the worst Halloween costume.
What was it?
It was the year I don't know how I did it, but somehow I convinced my mom to buy a $65 Crypt Keeper. Tells from the Crypt Mask, the Creep Keeper.
$65 for the mask?
Yeah, and my mom goes, you're going to wear this for the rest of middle school. And I said, all right, give it to me. And then she bought it, and she goes, thanks. Now we have to eat ramen noodles all week. And I was like, that's great.
You didn't even care?
I love the ramen noodles, dude. So, yeah, so my mom bought me that $65 mask, and it was the biggest lecture of my
life. Here's the question. Did you wear that mask for all of middle school?
I did. Yes, I did.
And all of high school. And he wears it to bed at night now.
3 years in a row with the same mask.
Everybody know, here come Anthony. Okay, so line 2, what's the worst costume your parents ever put you in for Halloween?
Okay, so every year my mom wanted me to be a princess. And I swear I was every Disney princess you can imagine. And so one year I just said, Mom, can I please be a zombie? She finally let me do it, but this is what she did. She just curled my hair. She put black mascara on my eyes, but smeared it all over my face. And then she took the blanket that we hang over the back of the couch. You know, everyone has a blanket to hang over the couch. Yeah, and she wrapped that around me and said, go on, go trick or treat. And I was like, are you serious, Mom? And then my friends were like, well, what are you? And I was like, I don't know. And I was so embarrassed.
She's like, I'm hungover.
I ended up throwing the blanket behind a bush. And my other friend, thank goodness, her mom bought her 2 nice costumes. So she let me borrow her mask. And
She
refused to buy me a zombie, I guess. I don't know.
So basically your mom was like, you're going to be a princess or you're going to be nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the heck?
It's a real Cinderella story.
You know what I was thinking? These are the moments that build character. That Hulk costume made me who I am today.
What lesson did it teach you, though?
Never buy my child a Hulk costume. I got beat up that night. Everybody made fun of me. This is part of who.
You were the Hulk and you got beat up?
Exactly.
More Bruce Banner than anything else.
I was
too.
The failed Hulk.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What do Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, have going on? Why am I talking about them in the same sentence? I got a big story and, of course, lots of them. Daily Dirt Time to Best Gossip. First, so Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
The one that matters today, Keisha Cole celebrating her birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that right Keisha there. Cole. All right, so let's talk about Tristan Thompson writing on his ex's Khloe Kardashian's Instagram.
What?
You know, she covered Health Magazine. She looks so good. And he complimented her on her abs. He said, I'll be right back. I need to go do some sit-ups. Oh. It's nice. I don't know that everybody's comfortable with an ex coming to their social media, but she seems to be happy. She liked the comment.
Well, better him than Lamar, right? Or no? You know what? I take that back. I actually like Lamar more.
I don't know who I like more with the, well, I don't know. Those two are, that's a toss-up right there.
I'm just going to say this. He wants to go work on doing sit-ups. He needs to work on his jumper. That's what he needs
to do. We got a rebound, dog.
Shade. All right, so Jay-Z premiered his movie, The Harder They Fall, in L.A. a couple of days ago. This is a Western with a mostly African-American cast. People say it's an incredible movie. And after he was so excited at the response, he performed for the couple hundred people that were there.
Shaboy!
Yeah, I just think, can you imagine being at a premiere and Jay-Z gets up and gives you a rap performance?
Greatest.
Dude, I can't even imagine being near Jay-Z like that. Like that close to Jay-Z?
I think Automatic would faint.
I've been that close to Jay-Z. I've been where he's doing something, a presentation before.
Really? How'd it go?
I got carried out by security.
All right. It's a hot girl winter at Popeye's Chicken. Megan Thee Stallion is getting a bag from Popeye's.
Someone stole your hottie sauce. Not my hottie sauce. Watch out for my hottie sauce dropping October 19th.
Congratulations, the hottie sauce now available at Popeye's. By the way, shout out to Popeye's Chicken who just donated a large amount of money to Tina Knowles and her charity. I just love them. Do you know that Beyonce has a all-you-can-eat-for-life pass from Popeye's Chicken?
What?
Whoa!
Yeah, she says she only goes a couple times a year, though, because she got to keep her figure.
That's definitely how she got Jay-Z. That's 100%, dude.
He's like, you got what?
She's like, you get all the biscuits you want?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you love Halloween as much as I do and you're planning on dressing up in a costume, there are actually businesses that are going to give you some free food. What do you do? I'll tell you what they are now. It's hottest hashtag time. And of course, food news inside that on your Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. And the first hashtag is about the Labor Department. Ooh, this report just showed that 892,000 workers in restaurants, bars, and hotels quit in August, as well as 721,000 retail workers quit in August, 706,000 left professional business services, and 534,000 quit healthcare and social assistance jobs.
So my math isn't great, but about 3 million people quit their jobs last month?
Yeah, a little 2 million, over 2.5 million people quit their jobs. Yeah, and that was a month and a half ago because we're already in October. You know, the Labor Department runs a month behind. Where are people going? You know, interestingly enough, people are like, oh, they're just applying for unemployment. That's not the case. A lot of these people are starting their own business. The side hustle has become the reality.
Everybody has a side hustle, right?
Folks are not going to work for wages that won't allow them to live. If you go work for $10, $8 an hour, you can't pay for childcare. So now businesses are being forced to pay a living wage, which is a good thing. It's good for the economy.
Yes, when do you think the federal government's going to get with it and actually like raise the minimum wage?
I don't
wage?
Know, because it's a touchy subject. There are some small businesses
struggling.
For different
communities,
communities. I don't know. But I do know one thing. As a person who once worked very hard, hardworking, poor person who couldn't make ends meet, something's got to be done. It's not because you're not working hard that you can't live right. It's because wages haven't kept up with the cost of living.
Yeah.
And so we got to fix that.
All right, there we go.
Inflation. Right.
Yeah, inflation, man. It's
at a 13-year high.
And then for food news, Krispy Kreme is giving away free donuts to anyone in costume October 31st. Baskin-Robbins, $5 off any Halloween cake over $35 and free delivery if you order it through the app. And Cheesecake Factory, when you go in for dinner or lunch to celebrate, if your meal is over $40, which it will be if you're going to Cheesecake Factory, you get free cheesecake.
Why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake?
Shout out to Cheesecake Factory for having the biggest menu in the world.
Oh, I know. I never know what I'm going to get when I go there. And then it's Hispanic Heritage Month, so I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to this show. I am a Latina. This is the first show in the history of America that has allowed a woman as a lead host to be nationally syndicated. So thank you so much. We love you supporting this small business, which is obviously minority owned. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. National Day, Anthony A.
It's a very serious one, but I know I'm going to mess this up because I've been messing it up all day. It's National Mammography?
Mammography.
Mammography Day.
Hey, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's also Spina Bifida Awareness Month.
What is that?
One of our listeners, exactly, she said nobody knows. Her two-year-old has spina bifida. It's a birth defect in which a developing baby's spinal cord fails to develop properly. All right, what's the next national day?
We'll move on to National I Love Lucy Day. Yo.
Man. Oh, one of the greatest television shows ever,
of all time.
They're kind of like us. Desi was the producer of the show.
You're right.
Lucy was a star.
The
comedian but Desi was like really, really abusive. I'm not.
The comedian in me had to shout out Lucy. Shout out to Lucille Ball.
And amazing, keep right? Going.
Amazing, yes, amazing. Yeah. Automatic, something you know about. It's National Grouch's Day.
What a grouch.
Shout out to all the bosses out there. It's National Bosses Day.
Hey, so, you know, earlier we talked about worst boss stories. Why don't we give some love to our best boss stories? A man who got me started in radio named John Candelaria. He put me on a mic when there was no women leading a show. There's still hardly any women leading the show. So thank you, sir. Salute. I really appreciate you. He changed my life.
My best boss of all time has to be me.
Hey!
Okay. I mean, there's nobody better to work for than yourself.
That's a good answer.
And my dad told me as a child, he's like, you can go work for somebody else, you can work for yourself. I would rather work for myself. So that's what I did.
I would make the argument that your dad might be your best boss ever. But y'all got to say, shout out to Mike Tafoya who bailed me out of jail. So I appreciate you,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, that's the best boss story ever. I love you, Mike.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I've heard of some really bad dates before, but imagine you're on Tinder, you meet somebody, you pull up, and a man you're about to go with says, buy me 100 tacos. Are you doing it? This woman did.
What the fuck?
Okay, so this story comes from TikTok, and a woman's gone viral because the story, when she swiped right, this is what goes down.
This man messages me out of the blue, and he goes, I like your face. Let's go get some food. I love food. Are you my soulmate?
Same. If I was single, somebody says food, I'm like, let's go for it.
Done deal.
She continues the story.
He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together. I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car, and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there?
Red flag. I've lost my keys. Can you drive us? Run. Run, run.
I mean, it could happen.
But does she
happen? It could happen. Come on.
No, come on. Of course not. She decides, I'm going to take a chance.
Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not. He gets in, starts giving me turn-by-turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse, and I still would have been, like, left at this stop sign. We end up at a Taco Bell.
Red flag number two. I'm not saying I don't like Taco Bell. Cool. I love Taco Bell. But your first date, girl? Seriously?
Ooh, man.
We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos. Thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet? And he's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
There's so many red flags I can't see at this point. So she pulls out her debit card and spends $149.07.
Wow. On tacos?
On tacos. She just met the guy and it gets worse.
I buy the 100 tacos and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay, I'm committed to this now. It's happening. We get to his house. We walk in. His dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad. It's fine. Walk past his dad into the kitchen. He just starts emptying the boxes of tacos, just releasing them onto the table, puts two chairs at the table, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, let's feast.
What did he scream at the top of his lungs?
Let's feast.
Yo. So here we are. Here we are. What is her next move?
I am just calmly unwrapping my taco and taking a bite of it. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing. It's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, grabs a taco. There's 100 of them. We have so many to spare. He's eating over us, just like standing, doesn't sit, stands right next to the table, crunches, mouthful. He just looks at me and he goes, do you want to see my studio?
Stop, 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 stop. I want you both to guess. Does she go see the studio? Everybody listening, do you think she goes to see the studio?
I think so. She's made a few dumb choices already.
Okay. I think she's running for the door.
Okay.
And I was like, I have never wanted to see anything less in my entire life. It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over or else I was going to be killed. 100%.
You win, DJ! You win!
Do I get some tacos?
I'll buy you some today. 100.
Let's feast.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. The day is October 15th, and this is the time we give you music facts with DJ Automatic.
Today we got a big birthday. It is Genuine's birthday. Still close out the club with that record, and it works every single time.
I love Anxious. For me, Genuine, just for a minute there, he just had so many sexy songs.
His music is the reason why Gen Z is alive.
All right, where to next, Automatic?
1982, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing is released and almost immediately goes to number one on the R&B charts, and it went on to win a Grammy for him for Best R&B Performance.
Oh, arguably one of the most influential in the game, period.
Without Marvin Gaye, there probably would have been no Genuine.
Facts right there, facts.
Now we're going to go to 1998 when MCA Records files a lawsuit against the members of New Edition for alleged failure to deliver albums that they were contracted for.
MCA Records gave them the worst deal ever. Those guys were selling millions and millions of albums, tickets to shows, and still living in the projects. It makes me so upset when I hear about these shady record deals, you know? Luckily, they all went on, though, to have hugely successful careers on their own.
I think New Edition could have been... Imagine if they would have been around for the TikTok era.
Oh, my gosh.
Our daughter loves them.
I mean, those dances are still relevant.
Our daughter literally came to us with with Candy Girl and was like, have you guys heard this new record?
I'm like, yeah, I heard it, for sure.
All right, now we're going to go to 2002 when LL Cool J releases his 9th album, but calls it 10 because he had a best of album. He said he made this album just because he wanted to make it. It wasn't for the money. And I didn't know this, but LL Cool J owns all of his records, all his masters, everything.
I didn't know that he was shopping for shower heads with two women until you told me, DJ Automatic.
So one time I was in Hollywood, late night. I was at like a CVS kind of store, and I ran into LL Cool J at the CVS in the showerhead aisle, and he was with two girls, and I was like, yeah, I wish I could be LL Cool J.
Was one of the girls his wife?
I don't know what his wife looks like.
You know damn well the answer to that question.
I'm not saying anything, Dana.
Yeah, no, they were just helping Cool James restore and fix up a house. That's all they were doing. That's it.
I'm sure.
That's what I thought.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing a young couple who the boyfriend was too intimidated, insecure, and nervous and could not tell his partner about his meal prepping and his pursuit for weight loss.
Yes.
So, ladies, we're going to break down how to successfully support your boyfriend. I have to talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic, what did you think about our man today? Did he have right to be upset and like hiding meal prepping from his lady?
Yeah, I mean, of course he had a right to be upset at her, but the one thing that we did figure out, and I want all other men to know this, you can never, ever be more fit than your woman. It's just not acceptable. I mean, that's what it all boiled down to today, is he was becoming more fit and in better shape than his girl, and she couldn't handle it.
Oh, dude, and would you ever be comfortable receiving meals from another woman, dude?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, my wife is a good cook. She really is. I'm not just
like
saying
Dana's
that.
I feel like Dana's acting a lot cooler about that part than what she would really be.
Oh, if I really brought meals into the house, she would be so offended. they'd probably end up missing. She'd throw them out.
Ladies, so here's one thing to remember. When supporting your man, like our man today, he didn't lash back out at his lady. He was just kind of going through it. So number one thing, don't take his negative emotions personally. All right, he was lashing out, right, Automatic?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just like when women get hangry, we don't take it personally. We just know that you're just a different little beast when you're hungry.
We find you the quickest taco we can.
Yes.
All right, and number two, spend some time with his friends or your friends, all of you guys' friends. Help alleviate the stress maybe by talking to some other people like that and doing something like that. What do you think?
He doesn't want to hang out with your friends, I promise you.
You say to take him to a bar, yeah. Let that happen?
Yeah.
And I think... we all know the final reason or the final thing you need to do to help relieve your man's stress.
Mouth hugs.
Okay, no, Automatic, no, dog. Well, I was going to say is take a step back and help reconnect yourself with your new life and understand his mental and what he's going through. But
mouth hugs work better.
You know what? Show with a mouth do. It'll help one hug better, I guess.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The Taco Bell story, the first date red flag story. It's hilarious because she just keeps going and going and going. And you know you've been there. You've been in a situation that your gut is telling you, I need to move in a different direction. And for some reason, you just keep taking that chance.
In all reality, the first red flag was they didn't have keys. He didn't have keys to his car. I don't even believe he had a car.
When you're dating through apps, though, red flags kind of look like next adventure points. Right? Because you're like, you know, I'm already out here on this app. I'm already kind of with this person who, like, I know just from their profile. Let's see where else this goes. So, like,
if you're attracted to drama.
Yeah.
Which all of us in this room are. All right. Let's keep the podcast going. Turn it up.